power in the kingdom. I'm going to want to walk more in that power. Okay, that was like four of you. How many want to walk more in that power? I do. Man, if you can have a one cylinder or eight, give me eight.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. I'm going to continue on this life overflowing. Today we're going to deal with the power. Ephesians 1, 19. It says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the workings of his mighty power?" The word exceeding depicts something that is far beyond our wildest Do I get everybody's attention? How many of you are waiting? Wildest expectation.
Amen.
That's the power that's there.
Yes.
And many times when it comes to receiving from God, we need to position ourselves that the Lord can fill us and flow through us.
Amen.
Now, how many have the Holy Spirit living in you right now?
Amen.
You know that you know that you know you're saved. I know I'm saved.
Amen.
You got the Holy Spirit in there. So I'm going to make it look like that. You've all seen like a dam that holds back water.
Yeah.
True?
Yeah.
If the dam is built to generate electricity, it's pushed through, it's forced through areas, tunnels or caverns. And it'll push, the water begin to put in pressure. It'll push a turbine or. And the water becomes useful for power. It's all sitting there. But when it starts to be channeled out and useful, then you can use it for good.
Yes.
How many knows that you have the Holy Ghost in there? There's like a reservoir right there.
Amen.
We have to get that reservoir flowing out of us. There's enough power in you to raise the dead.
Amen.
There's enough power in you to raise the dead.
Amen.
It says it'll quicken your mortal body. So I want to live to the place where that power can be harnessed of all that reservoir that's in there. And as soon as that power begins to come out, more can be filled in.
Amen.
You've all seen water that sits for a long time and doesn't move. It becomes stagnant. Then it begins to have an odor to it.
Yes.
Then if it goes long enough, it will kill everything that's in the water. Say amen.
Amen.
We can't get to the place where we become stagnant with the power.
Yeah.
Amen.
The power was released to get you saved.
Amen.
It should be released to see other people saved.
Amen.
When we have a right relationship with Jesus, we can be impregnated with the Holy Ghost and give birth to new converts. It's kind of quiet.
Yes, sir.
Number one, we have power, and it's inerrant power. It's power that's in us or in our possession. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. This power is in our possession, but it's dependent upon our releasing it or activating it. Now, if I'm going to pray for somebody, how many of us I want that power to be activated?
Amen.
I want it to flow out of the vessel to bring change in this area.
Yes.
Now, I just can't wish it will happen. I kind of wish that would happen. You can't stand on this giant area of reservoir and say, you know what? I kind of wish the people would get some water. There's so much on this side, but I kind of wish they would get some. It has to be released. We release that power through a spoken word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says by the laying on of hands, so the power can be released from you to that situation.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why when it comes to praying for individuals, don't be real rash, but be in faith. That when you pray for them, when you release those words, you're saying and believing it's going to happen for them.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It isn't a shotgun thing like, well, I kind of hope that side gets touched in Jesus' name. I kind of hope something will happen to them. Or we do this, the Christian thing. We bow our heads, but we never speak a word. Where's that releasing anything? Now, I'm not saying you should override the somebody who's praying, but bless God, add your faith to them. Lord, I agree with him. Lord God, touch that person in the name of Jesus. How many of those God will hear you and answer? You got your life right by speaking the words. Not just thinking about it. It became part of it. All of us need a time in our prayer time before we come to service believing for God to move and touch. Is anybody with me? How many of us, this goes beyond just basic Christianity. You've been past that. You want to see something done. You want to see miracles happen, don't you? Can it happen in the parking lot?
Yes.
Well then, Lord, they're not feeling well. Father, touch them. You get out, touch them in the name of Jesus. Raise them up.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, nobody may see me laying hands on them. I won't get the glory or the credit. Say amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
God will know.
Yes.
But what if that power starts to flow? It starts to meet the need of what's ever past the reservoir.
Yes.
Didn't Jesus receive from his Father? Then step out.
Amen.
Everything he did, he received from his Father.
Amen.
Notice the obedience that he took. And believe me, he faced some unbelievable situations. I think raising Lazarus from the dead kind of proves that it don't matter how long you're dead, dead is dead. Lazarus was triple dead.
Amen.
They said by now he's starting to stink in that hot place, all wrapped up. Notice the faith words that were spoken to Jesus. He's dead, he stinks, kind of late.
Yeah. Amen.
Notice Jesus doesn't feed on those type of words. Those are distractions. Those are faith killers. All he's saying, you know what? I'm glad I wasn't there when he passed away so you could see the power of God.
Amen.
I love that type of faith. I love it when he puts them all out of the house because of their unbelief. No, those who can believe, you stay in that area.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you got to battle through your own mind.
Yes,
God, work this through. Because your faith may be engaged, but your mind's saying, I don't know if God can do this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What if this doesn't work? Sometimes you even got to speak to yourself.
Yeah.
Look at verse 19.
Yeah.
As what is exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. How many knows his power is according to those who believe? There's an exceeding great power for those who believe. The word working is like that energy. It's like raw strength. It's like it's working in there, and now, man, it's got to come out.
Amen.
We need to have the heart like Jeremiah, like Isaiah, like Ezekiel. Man, it was burning in them. I got to speak this word. Man, if I don't speak this word, I'm going to blow up.
Amen.
How many of us, that's a word working in there?
Amen. Right? Amen.
All those who go through the door of faith will have full access with exceeding great power. Unlimited power. Faith gets you to that place. It's like that access door. And now here's an exceeding great power available. Why more miracles aren't done is because we don't preach enough about it. I'm all about salvation, no doubt about it. But we've heard a lot of salvation messages, so we have a lot of faith in that area. But when it comes to other things that we have very limited, God's able to save as well as he's able to heal. He is. He can do both.
Yeah.
It needs to have a balance in there. Now, I know that you can go to heaven with a broken body. Don't get me wrong.
Amen.
I never negate how important salvation is.
Amen.
But I want the full package, too.
Amen.
How many want to have a good journey?
Yeah.
I want all of us to have such a good journey that when the Lord's finally done with you, you were in perfect health. He took you home.
Amen.
I want you closer with me now. Whoop. Wouldn't that be cool?
Amen.
Just walk through this life. God took you home. Didn't he do that for Moses?
Yes.
The Bible says his eye wasn't dim. He went on top of that mountain. I believe this guy just kind of went, here I am. Poof. True?
Yeah.
Can God do it? I mean, there's power there. It's net power. We need to look at that power and say, you know what? It is exceedingly great. It's unlimited power I have from the Holy Ghost. Lord, I need to get that power out. In my prayer time, I have time of just seeing that happen. I have times where I'm just like, Lord, when I lay hands on the sick, they're going to recover in the name of Jesus. You're going to meet every need according to your riches and glory. So in my prayer time, I see that things happen. Those manifestations. I'm releasing that faith to happen. Second area of power. I like to call this one resurrection power. Look at verse 20, Ephesians 1:20. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the Father. Resurrection power assures you of your salvation, that it's real. It gives you hope of eternal life. It's the power to restore life to someone who's dead. No matter how bad they've been in sin, resurrection power can change that dead sin.
Amen.
Can change that dead soul to alive.
Amen,
now, how many believe you're going to heaven?
Amen.
You just know. I know I'm going there. That's the fullness of resurrection power.
Yeah.
You've been translated from death to life. There isn't a shadow of doubt that when I breathe my last, I'm with him. That resurrection power is a reality in me. I have that innate power inside, and I'm living in resurrection power.
Amen.
That's why when you share words, think about it. Those words of leading somebody to Christ is more powerful than what you could ever amass in any other vocabulary.
Amen.
We have it so free. You can lead somebody from death to life no matter where they're at. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
God's established righteousness in the land. That means anywhere, anytime, any place, somebody can get their life right with God.
Amen.
I think too many times his resurrection, him springing forth, is so like overlooked, but so much power was released onto the planet, released in eternity, released in heaven when he came forth. When he said, I came forth conquering, he took every enemy and shoved them under his feet.
Amen.
And he said, the last enemy that I will destroy will be death. One day death will be totally done away with.
Amen.
That's a lot of power.
Amen.
We walk in about that much of it. I want to walk in at least that much of it. I want to walk in the fullness of what he has promised. Notice in the book of Acts, nobody had a problem with getting filled with the Holy Ghost. No one had a problem with the baptism, with the power being released, with evangelism. Notice the early church kind of got it right. It's later on that things crept in and people tried to bring in wrong doctrine. But they got it right. They weren't perfect, but they got it right. We need to get back. Now we're so worried about offending people. They're already offended. They're just waiting for the right poke and it'll all flow out. What are we trying to hide? Why is Jesus trying to be so mask? Why are we trying to go, you know what, if we say this or we do this, well, they're not going to come anymore. They won't give anymore. Come on, we're missing the big picture.
Amen.
We're making a giant God reduced down to man.
Amen.
He took on flesh. He took my sins. But now he's a conquering king. I'm here with me. I'm here seeing something. The Lord is speaking. He wants to release his power. He wants people to know that he is real.
Yes.
He wants them to know that there is hope.
Amen.
That he can meet that need.
Thank you, Jesus.
To me, I think sometimes people are sick of religion. They just don't know anything else. They just think that's the way it is, or this is what happens, or this is the way church is. It should have power involved. Oh, that's good preaching.
Amen.
Come on, we have that reservoir. It is huge. How vast is your spirit? Vast to fill the Spirit of God in there.
Amen.
That from that reservoir can meet every need according to his riches and glory. Amen. Now, the guy that was at the gate, beautiful. They laid him there every day. He begged for alms, hoping that the church folk would chip him a few coins and he'd make a living from that. I wonder how many times people pilfered him because somebody had to carry him there. I don't know. But all of a sudden, this day, two dudes filled with the Holy Ghost see him. And they tell him, hey, look on us. Silver and gold, I don't have a ton of that on me. But what I do have, I'm going to give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk.
Amen.
Not I'll teach you how to walk. Maybe put one foot in front of the other. No, you're going to learn to walk in just an instant.
Amen.
And immediately, he sprung up, leaping, praising, and thanking God. And then he went to church with them that day.
Amen.
There are a lot of people that need the miracle so they can come to church.
Thank you.
Oh.
Amen.
Get the miracle to them so they can jump up, leap, and praise God. Give them what you possess. Learn that that power that's in there, you possess that. That's a reservoir that is there. It's the dam that has held it up. And now I'm going to release that area.
Amen.
When you release it, concentrate it.
Yes.
Concentrate it upon that need. That's the need that needs to change. That's the need that needs to be broken.
Yes.
Is this good? Yes. When you release that power, authority must operate with it.
Yes.
Power without authority ends up being a mess. The more power you have, the more you must be under authority and know how to exercise authority. Verse 20. Whom he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand, far above all principalities, powers, mights, dominions, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come.
Amen.
Verse 22. And has put all things under his feet. And gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of all and in all. Jesus operates in a place of authority. So must we.
Amen.
We must learn how to operate in his authority with the authority he's given us. Authority out of control makes a mess. You'll cause more problems. But when you put yourself under authority, you have authority. Now, our speed limit on the expressway for passenger cars in most areas is 70, unless you get into areas that are congested. You have a right to go 70 miles an hour when traffic is decent and isn't raining or whatnot. When it's clear, you can operate your vehicle at 70 miles an hour, stay in your lane, get run over, but stay in your lane, because everyone's doing 85 now. Stay in your lane, and technically, you can operate there without any problems of another authority giving you a ticket.
Amen.
That's how it operates. If everything's right, that's how it operates. If you go 75, you've tempted authority now to make a judgment call based on what you're doing.
Amen.
You go 80, now he has to say you violated the speed limit. Now the authority that has been given to me, I can exercise it over you and write you a ticket. To teach you that you need to follow the rules.
Amen.
How many knows God has authority in his kingdom?
Yes.
And when we operate in humility under his authority, we get more authority.
Amen.
Do you know what? Even demons are subject to believers.
Amen.
How would you like to have Lucifer himself have to move because of the name of Jesus? An archangel having to bow and change his position, loose that area. That is unbelievable. And the father goes, ha, that's my kid.
Amen.
When you understand who you are, you can operate in it.
Yes.
Now, if immaturity is still there and God does a miracle from your hands, we can get puffed up with pride and say, man, look what the Lord's doing through me. He needs me in the kingdom. This church needs me to lay hands on the sick. Because if I don't, no one's getting well. I've seen those extremes. I've seen where immaturity with power ends up being destructive.
Amen.
Because they don't know how to handle that. They don't know how to handle the glory side. They're enjoying this, but they're making it personal.
Amen.
Most revivals stop when it becomes personal. I mean, we need the maturity. You want God to use you? Humble yourself.
Amen.
Lord, every good and perfect gift comes from above.
Amen.
But don't negate the power that is resident there. It's in there.
Yes, it is, Lord.
Is this good tonight?
Yeah.
When I'm looking at everything, notice in verse 22, he's put all things under his feet. What was that? Principalities, powers, mights. Satan, demonic beings, either angelic or demonic, are still under his rulership. Every power, every spiritual leader, everything that wields itself is still under his dominion. Amen?
Amen?
And if you break it down far enough, it says every name. That means every single person in this world, in it, or been a part of it, is under his dominion. Do you know every knee is going to bow and confess Jesus is Lord?
Amen.
I'm glad I've done it now.
Yes.
Amen. Amen? When I think about all the people that have been on this world and this planet, every one of them will see Jesus. And every one of them will be faced with that gospel.
Amen.
How many are glad to hear, well done, good and faithful servant?
Amen.
But woe unto anyone who hears, depart from me, I never knew you. The most hardest thing ever. Because the power that gathered you in will drive you out forever.
Amen.
And not because of what he did, it's because of the choices we made as individuals. We have to realize that all things are under him. You can't get any higher than all.
Amen.
That's why when somebody spouts off against him, curses his name, I look very little at that.
Yeah.
I pray, Lord, open up their eyes, because you know our frame, we're but dust.
Thank you, Jesus.
What can the created say to their creator who's blessed forever?
Amen.
How many of us had conversations in times past that, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you that I didn't get struck down. How many ever used his name in vain? Let me see your hand. You use G and a D next to it. Or Jesus Christ or anybody in here? Let me see your hand.
Yes, Lord God.
Thank God for his mercy. We did it in ignorance. There's no doubt about it. Sometimes it just flowed because that's another part that we had in the flesh.
Amen.
But when he puts all things, that means he's set it in order. God has set in order principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, everything.
Amen.
And placed them under his feet.
Praise
and the last one he's going to put under it is going to be death. One day death will be done away with. Won't that be great?
Amen.
No more dying, no more separation. We experience that short temporal thing here on earth, but one day that's going to be gone too. I am going to live forever. Somebody say, ever. Ever. I'm going to live forever. And that's going to be so cool. The relationships you're going to build. Think about it. You've got an eternity to build relationships with everyone. It's going to be so fantastic.
Amen.
And I have prayed, Lord, let me learn everybody's name. I want to know everyone's name.
Amen.
I'll be it unto your faith. Amen. If I got a forever to learn it, bless God, I want to learn it. Wouldn't it be fun to have at your dinner table Moses, Joshua, and then have Jesus come through the door?
Amen.
I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sit with the real Eve, like the real Eve. Did you have a belly button when you were back then or no?
Amen, brother.
Oh, that's some odd question. Do you have a belly button? Wouldn't it be fun? All things. Then what about the world that needs a touch? Does the world need healing?
Yes.
Absolutely. We have a sick planet. Does the world need salvation?
Yes.
Does the world need the church to operate in authority like it's supposed to? Listen, everything that God says is ours, it needs to operate today. Now I know there's been abuses, but that should not negate the authentic. Sometimes the enemy tries to get us tripped up on that.
Yeah.
No, Lord, I want to operate in the authentic.
Thank you, Jesus.
Much of the church does nothing about the lost, let alone pray about it.
Amen.
We kind of hope people will get their life right, and we're overly impressed by our shows. And yet the enemy laughs the whole time as he crushes somebody's neck.
Yes, he does.
So God's good? Look at verse chapter 2, verse 4. Flip over a page. His power raises us and seats us. In Ephesians 2 verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, he loved us. Even while we were dead in our trespasses, has made us alive together by Christ. For grace you are saved. I like this. Verse 6. And has raised us up together. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Listen, if you can't sit together, you can't get along. But you got to be raised together to sit together. How many of the Lord is raising us up? Amen. When you sit, listen to me. Position is everything. Sitting is a position, not a transition. Sitting is a position, not a transition. When we sit in that seated place, you know what? We're established. We've realized that God's going to do, put off, and Lord, I'm seated in heavenly places. Don't let anybody move you out of your seat. Don't let hardship move you out of your seat. How many knows that when you're scattered, it becomes like way out there? If God seated you with him, enjoy the view. Amen? How many ever had some discomfort? Don't let it move you from your seated position. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 and 18. For our light afflictions is but a moment. It's working of exceeding far greater weight of glory. For we don't look at what is seen, for that is temporal. But that which is unseen, that which is eternal. Romans 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together for good. Those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, if Jesus asks you to come and take that position with him, seated in heaven, how many knows that's a great place to be? I'd rather be seated there than seated anywhere else.
Amen.
Now, how many understand it? We have active, we move, we still do things. Yeah. But my position in Christ is established and set in order.
Amen.
Amen. How many knows nobody takes your seat? You make sure your buns are sitting in it. Don't be so scattered in the kingdom that you can't even be counted on. Oh. Listen, you become an outcast is when you don't sit down.
Amen.
You don't learn.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to dine standing up. I've done that a whole lot. But it's kind of nice to be able to sit down and enjoy the company and the meal.
Amen.
I mean, understand that.
Amen.
When we approach Jesus, is it always just a quick hit to McDonald's and you're on your way?
No.
Or is there a dine? If I'm seated there, you know what? Positionally, you get what's happening. Sometimes I looked at those old round tables from those guys, the Knights at the Round Table. You know, I appreciate the illustration that the table was round so nobody was the head. I kind of liked the dynamic picture of that. I did, the camaraderie that they were one for one for all, or whatever the statement was. But how many times Jesus said, come and sit with me? I don't call you outsiders, I call you friend. I call you my beloved. There's so many benefits of sitting with him in our position. We begin to learn how he operates, what his heart is like, how to see things happen. Jesus learned from the Father how to minister to people.
Yes, he did.
He says, I only do what my Father says.
Yes.
I only do what he does. I follow his example. So he humbled himself of all the natural things. Lord, teach me.
Yes, Lord.
We also need that too.
We do, Lord.
When you can sit, then you are able to listen. Like you that have had kids, how many knows the kids just eat, da-da-da-da-da, gone. How's your day? Oh, it's fine, boom. Conversations are real short. You get more revelation from the dog sometimes.
Yeah.
At least he'll sit with you. I'm being truthful, come on.
Yeah.
But we need more time with our King. Are you enjoying today?
Amen.
I'm not going to go too much longer. I'm going to hold the time here. This power to walk, I like to call, it's in sync with God. I know there was a band. I didn't know. I never heard any of their songs. But the power to walk with God, I want to be in sync with him.
Yes, amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Everything now is have it all in sync. Have this tied, this Bluetooth, have this tied in. This can do this, this, and this. And it's pretty amazing that you can be on your phone and change your lighting in your house or your temperature. How many of those? It's pretty amazing. My brother has that app on his garage door opener. It has this little garage door on there. He goes, hey, I'm going to go shut my garage door. He, I forgot it. I just got an alert. And he pressed it, and I could see the door shutting on his garage. I'm like, dude, everything's possible. How many of those? That's the reality in which we live. But spiritually, I want to be in sync with God.
Yes.
Ephesians 1 verse 4, I, the prisoner of the Lord Jesus, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling which you've been called.
Yes.
Acts 17 verse 28, in him we live and move and have our being.
Yes.
How many knows that's a pretty good synced up life?
Amen.
If we can live, that means our steps, our walk, are synchronized with the Holy Ghost. When one of us aren't stepping right, we need to get stepping right.
Amen.
And if he sits in my situation, take a seat. If I feel he's sleeping in my situation, go to bed.
Amen.
Now, he neither slumbers or sleeps, but I've seen many times the greatest miracles are done when we don't even know what's going on.
Amen.
Amen. I kind of wish the story of him sleeping in the boat when the storm came. They were all freaked out. Jesus rebukes it. I kind of wish one of them goes, you know what? Jesus said we were going to the other side. That's what he said. He's sleeping. Let's just trust that. Let's just all pile underneath and go to sleep. If the boat sinks, it would have been the first submarine. Are you with me? Oh, hear this. Sometimes we wake Jesus up with our problems, when he knows our problems already.
Amen.
I would have let the water touch Jesus and wake him up than me wake him up. Oh, man, I can preach that. I hope you can follow that logic. They woke him up, said, Lord, we're perishing. Don't you care? Hey, he does care. What if you were all sleeping and the water was knee-deep to him and he kind of went, you know what? We're getting a kind of water in here. I rebuke the wind. Oh, how the stories could change so many times if we'd act a little bit in faith. True? We need to put this on ourselves too. Sometimes like, Lord, help me. Help my unbelief. Change me, Lord. Challenge me, God. The Holy Spirit challenges us, inspires us, empowers us, and helps us. Why? We can fill with that knowledge of his love, that fullness of God, the exceeding abundance of more than we can ask or think. Everything the Lord does is in abundance. Everything he does. It's an outflowing, an outworking of the Holy Ghost. But with this power, we must walk worthy, humble and meek. John got it right. He said, I must decrease in order that he might increase. And they were kind of like saying, well, hey, Jesus' disciples is baptizing more than we are. And he makes this most mature statement. Hey, I only can receive of my Father what he's given me. It didn't upset him that his disciples weren't baptizing as much. I got to decrease in order that he might increase.
Amen.
Can you see how humbling yourself? Lord, I just truly humble. God, I need your power upon. I need you. You're decreasing in the flesh that the power of God may be evident. When Jesus came out in the power, you could tangibly see the power of the resurrection upon him. When Stephen was being stoned, they looked and said, man, he has like the face of an angel. Look at the power that's evident upon him. I want that upon us.
Amen.
I want the fragrance of heaven to be there. The love exuding from our lives. The humbleness in our spirit. But the power to bring change.
Amen.
Our goal needs to be maturity in Christ.
Yes.
How awesome is he? Revelation 1:17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as I was dead. But he laid his hand on me and says, don't be afraid. I'm the first and the last.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
How powerful is your God? How would you like to have a service like this and all of a sudden God opens up somebody's eyes and, Pastor, I need to get saved.
Amen.
Can that happen?
Yes,
it can. I mean, that altar call doesn't have to be the beginning or the end. It could be in the middle.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's no limit. There needs to be that area. Well, if we're praying, we're believing, we're reaching out, how many of us will catch fish? We will do it. Can that be reality for all of us here?
Amen.
The Bible says, let our light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen?
Yes.
Hiding under... No, I'm going to let it shine.
Amen.
I'm going to let the model of Christ shine from my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen? How many ever saw a real lighthouse in operation? How many ever looked into that lamp? I did one time. I was on the water. And I looked right into that, and it came across, and man, I was blinded. I saw, you know, like those old flash cube bulbs, only like 500 times more. I go, ah, that was stupid. Man. I did that one time. You ever seen those searchlights that you can rent? They're big old globe ones. They do that for different events or whatnot. There was one at an event one time, and there was a bunch of bugs flying around it. I actually walked up to it, and I kind of peered into it. And man, the heat was unreal. I've done some stupid stuff. I have. Man, sometimes I look back and go, thank God I'm alive. Is anybody like me? Amen? I know we were talking earlier. Yeah, you know, it's like you got a limb that needs to be cut off and you're sitting on the limb you're cutting off. You know, you're just like, that wasn't too smart. Help us. But our old ways are just flesh. I'll close with this. Our flesh profits us nothing. We can't let the power dominate that the flesh is dominating.
Amen.
That flesh needs to be put off and killed so I can walk in newness of life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen? And when I'm walking in what's new, I'm not old anymore.
Amen.
Just the old nature.
Thank you.
I'm walking in newness. Close with this, Ephesians 4, verses 23 and 24. But be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Put on the new man which is created in righteousness and true holiness. And put off the old man, speaking to your neighbor. He hates that when we're angry, we're sinful. When I look at these lists here, God listed four things. Don't lie anymore. Don't sin anymore in anger. Don't steal anymore. And don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouths. When you can control your tongue, you can control your life.
Amen.
You put off these and you walk in this newness.
Amen.
That's strength.
Yes,
amen. Everything is predicated on you got the Holy Ghost in you. And when this mind is renewed by the word, your spirit and your mind working through that. It's powerful. Your mind will play tricks on you.
It will.
Sometimes you'll ask God something and answer it yourself in your own head.
Amen.
Sometimes you'll have a right impression to be totally on. Sometimes you'll be a mile off.
Amen.
Lord, teach me. Help me. Mature me.
Yes,
I've learned this. Trash what didn't work. Keep going what's working.
Yes.
How many want to see more power loosed?
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, you got the reservoir there. Every time I pray, I'm releasing power.
Amen.
Think about it.
Jesus.
Do you believe when you pray, things are happening?
Yes.
Do you know what? Livonia is this much closer to getting a revival.
Amen.
Based on today's prayer.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Do you know from Livonia, most of the pastors that have pastored in Michigan started out of Livonia? It was called the Lord's House.
Yeah.
Don't limit what God can do. Look over your employees. Speak life in the arena of faith.
Amen.
Come together. Lord, you're going to do a miracle.
Thank you.
Any questions? You enjoy tonight?
Yeah.
I just touched the surface. I got 15 more pages to cover. Father, help us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we see that innate power in us. Lord, like a dammed reservoir. Father, we release it by our spoken word. By being obediently in hands on the sick. by speaking life in that situation. Lord, help us in true faith, like the door to position, to open wide. And Lord, you said if we walk in humility, we put off the old nature and walk in that which is new. Lord, corrupt communication, Lord, put away. A lying tongue. Lord, swift in anger. Lord, we put it all away in the name of Jesus. And we walk in newness of life. I mean, want God to use you more, honestly. I want you to lift your hands towards heaven. Father, anoint these hands to lay hands on the sick and to see recovery happen, miracles. Lord, anoint their speech, Lord God, that words of life will flow and change situations. Lord, help us to put off the old man and that old nature in Jesus' name. And Lord, walk in newness of life. Lord, let us realize the authority we have in Christ. And Lord, let us walk it out. And Lord Jesus, help us to stand out in boldness. And Lord God, do what you've called us to do in strength and power. Bless each one as they go. In Jesus' name, amen.